All right, following the Boston University women's track and field team's third Patriot League championship, we're here with Director of Track and Field and Cross Country, Grant Cartwright. Coach Cartwright, any initial thoughts on the win today?
Team effort, super proud of every single individual on our team. We talked about it beforehand that it didn't need to be perfect. We just needed to keep fighting the whole way, and it's credit to the athletes and their focus and commitment to each other, and they got it done. So super proud of them.
Your first year as the director, you've got a couple new coaches on staff. How has the team responded to you and kind of developed as the year's gone on, as the indoor season's gone on?
Yeah, I think what we tried to do early on was just set very clear expectations and really give the athletes a sense of what do they want to accomplish and allowing them to take ownership for that. And I think the women's team has done a phenomenal job with that. They're extremely coachable. They learn when they fail. They bounce back. They're resilient, and they have each other's back. So I think all of those things are more than many reasons why they won the championship today.
Obviously, track and field, you know, it's a group effort. There's no one group that's going to really, or one athlete or anything like that, that's going to do it, all of it for you. But you do have both the field athlete of the meet and the track athlete of the meet. Let's start with Vera Schoberg. What have you liked about her development and, you know, second year in a row sweeping the distance events here?
I just think starting with Vera, just, you know, I've been here her whole career, and just watching her development as a young person into who she is now, I couldn't be more proud of how she carried herself today and put herself out there for her teammates. You know, even how she handles things academically as well. She just, true joy to have on our team. So super proud of Vera. She absolutely deserves everything that she earned today and more. Say the same or similar things as Peace. You know, I think she's another person that highly coachable, always does the right things. She listens when things aren't going great. She's shown resiliency through that, and is a great leader by example in that way. And when you're doing those types of things, you know, consistently, great things are going to happen to you as an athlete. And both of them showed out for the team today and showed up.
On the men's side, not third place finish, which is obviously very respectable. Not necessarily the best day yesterday, but they kind of bounced back today. What do you like out of your men's group kind of as this indoor season's going on?
Yeah, I think overall the men's team has grown in a lot of ways, specifically showing the ability to be a lot more aggressive and take risks on competition day. And that's something that we've really worked on with them is focusing more on going out there and competing, not worrying who else is out there or any external factor. So liked a lot of those spots on the men's team. There was a lot of really good individual performances as well too. We were disappointed as a team with the result just because that wasn't the goal that we set out for. So we'll learn from the mistakes that we made and get better going into outdoor season.
You still got a handful of athletes who could qualify for NCAA championships here in a couple weeks. Foster Malik and Vera Schoberg. Foster today won the mile and the 3K. You know, grad student, his last indoor competition as with the team, last indoor Patriot League competition. You know, what have you liked about his development and you know, what can you say about him as a person?
Yeah, I think Foster's another one, just watching his personal growth as an athlete as well too, and the level of seriousness that he treats every single day of practice, how he treats outside of the track, just taking care of his body, doing all the right things as well too. So I think he's another great example of an athlete that, you know, obviously hoping that he's going to hit the qualifier to go to indoor nationals, but when you look at everything he does on a day-to-day basis, he performs like somebody that isn't all, he operates like somebody that isn't all American. And I think that's something that's really, really critical when you're a developing athlete is working on all those things that you need to do to be successful and not waiting for success. And Foster does a really good job of that and earns everything that he, you know, he's worked for everything that he's earned so far, and hoping he gets that opportunity.
Anything else you want to mention about the day?
Just super proud of the whole team and super grateful for, you know, everybody in our department that supports us as well too, all our administration, support staff, all of our coaching staff members, everybody on the team. It takes a whole team to do this whole thing, and you know, all of our alumni and friends of the program that support us as well too. We didn't just do this for us, we did this for everybody that supports us. So super happy that we get to bring the trophy home.
Thank you very much.
Yep.